Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Bird Show.
Question, because I have heard this now a couple of different times over the last couple of months. And the first time I heard it, I thought, it's just some husband that has gotten lazy when it comes to being intimate with his wife. And then I heard it a second, and I think maybe just two times over the last couple of months. So married couple, married probably, I don't know, let me just throw a couple of figures out there that make sense. 7-8 years or something like that. Looking to mix it up in their relationship a little bit. So he introduces her to insurrection/love shack type devices.
Okay.
Everybody got me?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. Operated.
Yes. Things that might just enhance the experience for both of them a little bit more. Get her motor running a little bit.
Some would call them BOBs, Bobs.
Mm-hmm. Battery operated.
Boyfriends.
Bobs. Oh. Which is where I'm going with this. Mm-hmm. So it was husband's suggestion in both cases to bring Bob into the bedroom.
Okay.
And wifey was the one that was reluctant about it. Oh, come on. We don't need that. Everything's going great. Everything's fine. But he insists, so they go together, and they make that very uncomfortable walk of shame in the insurrection parking lot. And they both go inside. They get something that they're both going to be comfortable with. They walk out of there. They go home. They try it. And lo and behold, she likes it.
Mm-hmm.
A lot. So much so that now he feels like is getting a lot less because Bob is getting more. Like, he's sort of been pushed out.
He has been replaced.
He has sort of been replaced.
And it was his idea in the first place.
And it was his idea in the first place. So he's not,
funny.
Both of them, not exactly sure now how to ever go back. And I'm thinking there's no way back. There is no way back.
Well, I mean, they have to talk about it. Anytime a couple's changing any routine in the bedroom, they have to open those lines of communication. So if he's just, you could wean a little bit. There could be sometimes where it's no technology allowed,
mm-hmm.
you know,
no
in some of their, you know, sessions. But I don't know. I mean,
it's a Bob free zone.
He was saying that he was afraid that if he brought it up, that she likes it so much that she would be committing Bob infidelity.
She'd choose Bob over him.
To where she's going to start cheating with Bob rather than actually tell him that she's using it.
That's funny. So she'd be coming home in the afternoon, having a session with the B.O.B.
Bob.
So who cares? I mean, if she does.
Because he's getting it less.
Because she's already...
Both of them are getting it less.
But I'm just saying, if he brings it up, if he says... So what you're saying is that if he brings it up and then they start, you know, increasing time together, he's afraid that she's going to be doing that on the side?
Yes.
And I'm saying, so what? Like, if the sessions don't decrease...
Well, I'm speaking for him,
right,
or them. So...
Because I'm like, so what?
I think the thought
so
is...
So what she does on her own, by herself?
But if that replaces their sex life.
Right. If it's already replaced him, then it will continue to do that.
I'm just responding to what you said about the reason he doesn't want to say anything to her. So,
because he's the one that gave it to her in the first place.
Right.
So now to pull that, now obviously something that she likes so much. I'm speaking for them, and I'm just.
Right.
Yeah.
I hear you. I understand.
But
I'm
with Melissa. If it doesn't hurt their sex life and it just adds to her libido, then go for it.
Because some women may need extra
time. But it hasn't
added. Time.
What they're saying is it's dropped off.
It's added to hers.
It's added to hers.
Which Melissa's like, yeah, go for it.
He's not getting nearly as much anymore. He wants to go back to pre-Bob days.
Well, I think he's just afraid to say anything to her. I think that I think there's so much misunderstanding between couples if you don't talk about your sex life. If you don't talk about how you feel. Because I think that there's, in most relationship, there's one person trying to keep up with the other one. I think there's very few couples out there that libido is exactly the same.
Sure, can't
you
be.
Know? So I think that people are so afraid to talk about it because they're afraid of bringing up the fact that one may want it more than the other, one may not, one may need some help, one may not. Like, and I think the more you leave that alone, the worse I think the misunderstanding is going
to
get.
Are there women listening right now to the show that know that their husbands or boyfriends would be shocked by how many times that they go and pay Bob a visit each week?
No, we'll voice this guy to you because we don't want you, your husband driving into work right now or sitting at the office and he spit his coffee all over the cubicle.
Right. Yeah, we don't need him driving off the side of the road.
Mm-hmm.
404-741-Q100. Hey, Laura.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
One very interesting possibility for a cure for all this, and very simple, men in hand lotion late at night when they go to lie down in bed, before they go to bed, kiss the wife on the cheek, roll over with the hand lotion, make that funny noise on over and over and over again. Women don't like that. Women don't want to have something wasted like that without being involved.
All right, somebody went, I'm just getting real nervous that she's going to say something she's not supposed to.
I think mm-hmm. she was trying to creatively say that he should take care of his own domain.
And do it in front of her so that uh-huh. she feels threatened.
Oh.
Apparently men that she's been around who've done that make odd noises.
That seems like passive-aggressive behavior.
That doesn't seem healthy at all.
Yeah. Not to me, all. I'm with Melissa. I think you just got to talk about it. I mean, maybe next time they're intimate with each other, he can bring it up with her, or maybe he can...
Can't he just say, though, something
would
to
you
like...
please stop that? That is really freaking gross.
Bert was nervous about the collar, and just...
Well, I don't understand what weird noise that she said he made.
I like the owl sound best that you did. I don't know what that represents, but...
Cricket.
No.
Hey, Kara.
Yeah. Bizarre.
Kara.
Am I in the voice disguiser?
You are.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I was saying that my husband introduced Bob into our relationship when we were probably like 2 years, maybe not even 2 years into our marriage. And now we have to hang out with Bob before we can do anything together.
Really?
Really? So it's like yes. part of the whole, it's standard practice.
Part of the
practice.
Whole thing, yep.
Really?
Does that mm-hmm. bother him?
I don't think so. I think, well, I mean, if he wants it, that's what I have to do because that's the only way. I mean, every once in a while we might go without Bob, but it's pretty rare.
I think for some women, the intensity sometimes mm-hmm. of Bob cannot be recreated naturally. And
exactly.
I think for some women, once it's introduced them, it's really difficult for them to be able to do anything without it.
So what you're saying is without Bob here, that would not be nearly as good with your husband.
Exactly, yes.
Would you still reach harsh. Where you're trying to reach?
No, Bob is on the outside,
okay.
and for some reason, I've just never been able to have fun
other
way.
Got it.
I think as a husband, I'm going to be all bummed that she can't get there without Bob's yeah. help. Yeah, bummer.
That's not good.
What if your name uh-huh. is Bob, and your wife also needs to use those, and she's like, I'm going to go spend some time with the Bobs.
Both Bobs.
We could have chosen a different name, and I would have been real happy with this. Good morning, Stacy.
Hi.
Hi. You're on Q100. Hi.
Hi. Yes. I was actually at an adult party, and I bought a Bob.
Mm-hmm.
And my boyfriend was very intimidated by his size when we brought him to the bedroom. And I continually used it because we had kind of opposite schedules. And we have moved recently, and I'm pretty sure he has misplaced it on purpose because I can't find it anywhere.
He kidnapped Bob.
Isn't there a foul for straight women if what you bring home
yeah.
is going to intimidate the husband? I mean, isn't that kind of rude?
If it's so much bigger than what he has, there's no competing with that.
It could be that all of them intimidate.
That much bigger. He's just very self-conscious about it.
They do come in sizes.
Well, is that because for years you've been telling him that size doesn't matter, and then you come home and it's like massive?
I mean, she has to carry it over her shoulder, you know?
You're driving it home in his SUV?
Yeah, she has two hands to carry it in the car.
She has to put one of those reflective tapes on the back of it so the car behind her doesn't, you know, stays far enough behind.
Oh, God. Yeah, I can understand why he might feel a little insecure about it, yeah. So he's kidnapped it.
I believe I cannot find it anywhere, and I'm pretty sure I know exactly where I put it, and it is no longer there.
We should call Blue Dog Investigations.
Yeah.
We'll call Tracy over there. We'll find that thing.
He probably threw it in the Chattahoochee, hence the reports of an alligator there a couple weeks ago. See that thing floating down like, an overturned canoe. Where do you think the rafters are?
Oh, that's no canoe.
Oh, hey, it's Stacy's missing thing.
There it is.
Peggy, you're on Q100. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
I am running late right now because I was with Bob a little too long.
This morning?
This morning.
Just
not too long ago.
Okay.
Now, is this every morning?
Quite often. Probably 3-4 times a week.
Okay.
And are you in a relationship?
I'm married.
You're married.
Okay. Does he have any idea that you're going to see Bob 3-4 times a week?
Well, no. It was okay with him that we got Bob, mm-hmm. but he thinks Bob is dead. But Bob's not dead.
Bob's alive and well.
New batteries.
He is alive and well, isn't he?
Well,
he's recharged.
One part of Bob is dead, but the main part is not dead.
All right.
So we had a little funeral, but I brought Bob back.
Bob's been resurrected.
Bob has come alive.
Stronger than ever. He's at full charge.
I was going to ask her if she listened to The Bert Show.
No.
When she sees
no.
Bob.
No.
Hey, Nicole, you're on
Q100. I just want to know that somebody's listening to us doing that.
Just the entertainment buzz.
The Bert Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Producer Lindell, how are you?
Good, how are you?
We need closure. We got half of a conversation in our post-show meeting before we made Lindell stop. And it's been driving Jeff and I at least crazy because it's potty humor.
Because that's a great sentence.
I know.
Don't lift up the lid. Why?
You want to explain?
Yes. Basically, I believe it was a couple of weekends ago, it happened at my boyfriend Mike's house. I go over there. We're going out to do something, and he just said, FYI, if I were you, I wouldn't lift up the toilet seat.
Okay, now stop there for just one second. Does he have roommates?
He does. He has one roommate.
Okay.
And do the guy, I'm assuming?
Yes.
Okay. It's a shared bathroom?
No, it's not.
It's just his?
Yes.
So when he said, don't lift up the toilet seat, he meant specifically for the bathroom in his bedroom?
Yes.
Okay. And of course, it's going to make you go lift the toilet seat.
Absolutely.
Of course, I was like, ew, what did you do and couldn't flush? Like, it was just
How gross. Long y'all been going out?
Like 2.5 years.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you're to that phase now. Where
you can look in each other's toilet. This
oh, yeah. So I asked him, obviously, I'm like, why? What is in the toilet? And he's like, you don't want to know. And so I go in there and I'm like.
So he tells you to stay away from it and you go in anyway.
Because I was curious.
Anybody of course. Would. Wouldn't you?
I get that. Yeah.
I work with you in radio. You can't start off with like a good tease like that and not want to right. hear the end of the story. So we go into the bathroom.
Well, this is a little like the Death Star bringing in one of those ships in
exactly,
Star Wars, right?
Exactly.
It's the gravitational
yes.
pull. You don't want to, but
you're in the field. Exactly. You're being pulled in, and you're slowly going toward the toilet seat to lift it up.
I wouldn't lift up the toilet seat because I was just like, oh, what if something? Oh, I don't know.
Well, jumps out
at you.
If you walked in there, you knew what you were doing.
I know.
Was he serious about it or was he joking?
He was totally serious, but
he's like, do not lift up the toilet.
He was serious. But I'm like, haha, are you kidding? And he's like, no. And normally that would be something funny he would say, but it was not on this occasion.
I'm going to start doing that around the building. Like,
whatever you do, don't look in this brown bag.
Yeah, but no, I'm going to do it with the bathroom, but I'm going to do it to women. Like, I'll pass them in the hall, you go, and you go to the women's room? Yep, don't lift up the seat.
So we go into the bathroom, and I make him lift up the toilet seat, and he lifts it up, and lo and behold, in the toilet seat.
Oh, no.
In the toilet.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
It's a little mouse and he's swimming.
Oh.
I knew it!
So the mouse had fallen into the toilet and was just like holding on for dear life.
This is the thing. He has two cats. They have free roam range of the house. If the cats had known that the mouse slash rat, whatever it was there in the house in the bathroom, there would have been no alive rat. It would have been killed.
Right.
So he put it in the toilet for safekeeping. Well, where can I put this? The cats won't get it. Splash.
Cats don't like water.
Yeah.
Where can I put the mouse?
What should I do with this? Freezer toilet. I'm gonna go toilet.
Where did the mouse come from?
We looked it up, and apparently, depending on where you live, if you don't have a septic tank and you are connected to the sewer line, the little
It really
rodents
came up from the toilet.
Will come up through the toilet.
No
he was
way.
On the first floor, oh. And so that was more of a possibility. But I looked it up online, and apparently it happens to people all the
no.
time.
Wait a second.
So all the time.
No, to have a no, mouse no. in the toilet.
This is yes. going in a completely different direction. So, and what part of town are we talking about here?
Sandy Springs.
Sandy Springs.
Right over there.
Ha, and, now, that's where y'all live.
And this is an older condo or an older townhouse?
No, it's just, it's not old, but it's not new. So it's just... Which completely
no
freaks me
way.
Out. And so now every time I go to the bathroom, I have to check, even if it's
Hell
not
yeah.
his house. It's work. It's my house. It's the bathroom at the restaurant. I have to look because I'm afraid something will bite my butt.
What if
that's
go?
My biggest fear.
What if you go and you're just sitting there all of a sudden, there's a little biting bum? Oh.
I wouldn't.
Hey,
would,
Bert, do you have the audio clip from yesterday about where you could get bit by something?
I'm in my vagina. In my vagina, two times he bite me.
Look at Melissa.
What are you talking about the rat?
Anyhow.
In my vagina, two times he bite me.
Do you think, are you sure? I mean, do you think perhaps he accidentally ate it and he didn't chew it and it just passed right through his system?
To where it was still alive and swimming fine?
Yeah, and he dropped it.
Lindell's been around Jeff long enough to say, oh, really? Is that what you have, Jeff?
I'm going to go drop some mice off at the pool.
I can't tell you guys how disturbed I am at the fact that you can go to the bathroom and sit down and not know it, but you could have a mouse or whatever in the toilet.
I've heard
well,
it
I guess you
got
to double check well, before you sit, but I think I would notice.
What could happen even while
but
you're
wait,
on
did
it,
did you see like a little,
no.
like a little, was there like a little diver's down flag and some scuba gear? Like, how does he come up the pipe? How long can a mouse hold its breath for?
We looked at, I looked at it up online because I was like, look, the internet's got to have people that have this happen to them all the time. And apparently you can, it gets caught and you can try and flush it back out, but... It needs some like liquid detergent to help it slide through the pipes a little bit easier. But
so you
we tried to flush
it,
and he did not go.
I'd flush that thing 19 times.
He didn't
you
go.
Would flush
he
it?
Stuck.
Dead.
Oh,
I,
poor
it's a
guy.
Mouse,
he got
dude.
Stuck.
Yeah, but you don't. Did you flush
Did you
the
pick
mouse?
Him up by the tail and throw him outside?
No,
you don't touch
he drowned.
Those.
Did you give him to the cat?
He drowned.
Oh.
Yeah, you don't touch those. Drown. You don't pick up the rat. They have all sorts of
Well, you also
stuff.
Don't soap it up and send it back down the line.
Yes, you
That's
do.
What the like sanitation and like the water health people say. This happens sometimes, and they're frequently asked
what?
Questions.
They tell you to grease it?
Grease the mouse? Well, PETA is coming after you today.
You don't pick it up and grease it, right? You're just supposed to put the detergent
just,
in.
It's like dishwashing liquid. You just squirt it in a little bit, yeah. And it kind of breaks the tension of the water surface, and he can slide right on out. But it did not work because our little rat was a little bit too big.
I can't believe how much sympathy you have for some random rat that's swimming around in your
well,
toilet.
Just get
like,
a net and get it out.
I don't have a rat.
What would you do? What if would you do if there was
big.
One in your house?
I would get it out of the toilet. What a terrible way to go.
I'd drown it and kill
how
it.
How would you get it out, though?
He would make Jessica do it.
I would eat like, probably a couple of wooden spoons that I would never tell Jessica I used, and I would pick it up like almost like it's
like
the Olive
salad?
Garden salad. Yeah, like I'll use those tongs,
uh-huh.
and I'll pick it up like that.
If it was too big to go down, how did it come up?
I have no idea, but we also saw images of a cross-section of a toilet, and it shows you how a mouse slash rodent slash whatever you want can come up.
I'm guessing that he probably, I'm sure the mice keep dishwashing soap at the other end of the pipe so that they can, you know,
rescue their friends.
Hey, Javi, squirt me up. I'm going up into Lindell's toilet.
Apparently it happens all the time because the phone lines are lit up with people that have found rats and snakes and everything else in their toilet.
Well, the snake I get.
Snakes, I understand.
Snakes swim. Mice.
Snake and rats are apparently most common, but I'm just still afraid that something's going to bite me in my bum.
Hell yeah. Hey, Doug, you're on Q100.
I found a horse.
Good morning, guys.
Hey.
This will really upset you. I do a lot of repairs in the city of Atlanta, and I look at videos all the time of the sewer lines, and there's always rats in the sewer.
I got no issue with that.
But they run up the laterals to the house. So if there's video in the line and you see a rat, all of a sudden he'll make a right or a left and haul butt up the lateral. So you know he's heading to that house.
Right, but can he swim through the pipe?
He walks.
He walks through it? So the pipes aren't filled with water. There's just a little bit in there.
They're not filled all the time. Some of the lines have, you know, maybe, you know, 20%, 30% water flowing through them. But he walks through the lines and, you know, you'll turn the camera and look up the lateral. And all of a sudden, you'll see whiskers. He'll be looking at you.
There he is, giving you the peace sign.
So can you? So like, so he like. Then what happens when he gets to the toilet? Like, how does he get in?
I can't tell you that. I'm not a plumber. I don't know how he gets through the toilet, but it happens all the time.
Oh, yeah.
The phone lines are lit up with people saying the same thing.
Can you imagine if you were going to the bathroom and then you heard some splashing and movement around?
How freaked out you would be!
How
that
freaked
that
out you'd
came
be
out of you?
Before you got there?
Oh my God! I crapped a mouse!
A night after Compound. The next morning after Compound, you're like, what did I eat at Landmark Diner? Good morning, Becky. You're on Q100.
Like, you wouldn't even be able to tell your wife that. Like, oh, Jessica! I gotta go to the doctor. You can't go.
My vagina two times. Invite me.
Can you imagine if somebody actually goes to the doctor with that? Why are you here? Well,
there was a mouse in the john.
I gotta be honest with you, I think I felt the whiskers of it coming out.
Hey, Becky, you're on Q100. Good morning.
Poor Melissa was nauseous before she got here today.
I was just going to tell you that I worked for a wildlife removal company, and you would be shocked at how many people in Atlanta have roof rats living in their house among them every day.
Really? Well,
probably about 75% of the houses in Buckhead and Sandy Springs and all of that have roof rats.
Those don't bother me. The toilet is what really
roof
bothers
rats,
me.
Fine. Just stay out of my butt.
My vagina too fat. Invite me.
Good morning, Kathy. You're on Q100.
Oh, my gosh. My mom was about 60 years old at the time and went to the bathroom in the middle of the night.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Usually never turns the light on and happened to turn it on, and there's a snake's head poking up out of the toilet.
Oh, hell no.
My dad got a pillowcase and coffee thing, and I would have bashed it to death, but I think they said it was
for going into that bathroom. I could never go into that bathroom ever again.
Or get up in the middle of the night and pee ever again.
I would not pee ever.
I mean, it's call after call, rats and snakes, man. You got to look at that toilet before you actually sit down on it.
There's no more of going to the bathroom in the middle of the night. You have to turn all the lights on and do a double check before you sit down.
Absolutely.
And my vagina two times. Invite me.
Rebecca had to go, but she was calling to tell us that she had a plumber, snaked the wrong toilet, and hit a guy in the butt.
Oh, oh no.
then, to see his face.
How fast do you run if you're sitting there and all of a sudden
your ankles?
Yeah, and all of a sudden something pokes you in the ass.
Hey, Andy, you're on Q100. Good morning.
Hey, I'm going to tell you, a few years ago, my aunt sat down on the toilet and heard some splashing around and looked down, and there's a possum in the toilet.
Good.
Possum?
Good Lord.
Yeah, it's an ongoing joke in our town for a few years, but a possum in the toilet.
Nice.
How in the world would a possum get in there?
I don't want to know. It's already freaking me out.
Is that a possum in your toilet, or did you just go to the varsity?
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.